Hi, Tommy Kramer, and coaching tip number 8, the two-question content filter. Years ago, I wrote a tip called the 3 questions, basically about thoughts to sift something through before you put it on the air. But one of them had to do with being local, which really doesn't help someone on a network or doing a syndicated show. So here's an even more whittled down version that I hope will make things incredibly easy for you. There are 2 questions to ask yourself about anything you want to put on the air. 1, why is it on? Just because you think something is funny, for instance, doesn't mean that it's relevant. We've all heard enough stupid criminal stories. Just because your station's listener profile says that your target is a 35-year-old soccer mom with 2 kids doesn't mean that every little thing your little angel does is worth talking about. And a huge thing to remember is that interesting is not the same as compelling. If all you do is talk about the stuff the listener has a passing interest in, the station that talks about what's most top of mind, what matters most to your listener today, is going to take that person away from you. 2, where are you going with it? There has to be some sort of destination or resolution that you reach with everything you talk about, hopefully with a reveal or surprise element at the end that I couldn't see coming. If you just end with some tired platitude, or you always try to come up with a funny punchline, you're not going to raise the bar even 1 inch. I always thought, what will I say that not everyone else will say? Eventually, that thought got even more refined and became, what can I say that only I would say? Now, after having taught this technique to over 1,700 people on over 330 radio stations, the ones who got it have become extremely successful. The ones who didn't are still trying to separate themselves from the rest of the pack. George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Bill Cosby, Steve Martin, Chris Rock, Dan Aykroyd, Stephen Wright, Jerry Seinfeld, Larry David, Rush Limbaugh. Each of these comedians has a unique take on things, and you should too. And see, even in that, there was something that not everybody else would say.